Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. This week we begin our election coverage of the midterm elections happening on November 8th. We'll be talking with candidates and experts over the coming weeks to help you become better informed before you head to the polls. This week, we're looking at Amendment 3 in Missouri, which would legalize possession and cultivation of cannabis in Missouri. This would make the Show Me State the 20th state to legalize recreational marijuana. To discuss this issue, we reached out to Normal, who is in favor of the amendment, as well as Crossing Paths PAC, which is against it. Today we talk with Dan Vietz, a lawyer and state coordinator with Missouri Normal. Dan, in your words, can you summarize Amendment 3 for us?
Yes. I'm not sure how long you want me to go on. There is a great deal in Amendment 3, and it's not very well known, but the primary purpose of Amendment 3 is to end more than 20,000 arrests and prosecutions that take place every year in Missouri for nonviolent, victimless marijuana law violations, and to expunge hundreds of thousands of marijuana arrests and convictions from the records of people who have been arrested over the past many years.
So medical marijuana was approved back in 2018 and has proved to be popular amongst residents based on the numbers that we're seeing. So would you say that recreational marijuana is a necessary next step for Missouri to take?
Yes. Medical marijuana is legal because many people worked very hard to make it legal and because the public clearly supports it. The data we have indicates that the public, the voters of Missouri, are ready to remove the prohibition of marijuana. It's caused far more harm than benefits to anyone.
There were a lot of problems with the rollout of medical marijuana licenses after 2018 when that amendment was approved. So I think it's safe to ask, is this going to be the same issue this time around?
I don't think so. In fact, one of the changes we're making is that both medical and non-medical adult use marijuana commercial licenses will be issued by lottery in the future. There were problems with the scoring through the company the state retained to score the applications. We're going to eliminate any scoring in the future, and all licenses will be awarded through a lottery process.
Can you break down the implication that this amendment will have tax-wise?
Yes, Amendment 3 provides for a 6% retail sales tax on adult non-medical marijuana. That tax will immediately go to fund the expungement, automatic expungement of all misdemeanor and many felony marijuana offenses. Once that has been accomplished, then the tax revenue, which is estimated to be more than $40 million each year, will go to fund addiction and drug treatment. It will go to fund veterans services, and it will help to fund the Missouri Public Defender System.
Go ahead.
I could elaborate a bit. Well, Amendment 3 also allows local governments, if they choose to do so, to impose an additional 3% tax, and the local governments will decide for themselves how that tax revenue is spent. That's estimated to be at least $13 million each year.
So in 2018, I believe the issue more or less was about whether or not to legalize marijuana in any capacity, medical or recreational. This year, it seems like the argument is, you know, whether or not to legalize it recreationally, but from a, you know, kind of interesting perspective. The argument over, you know, the amendment appears to be more about how to legalize marijuana, where the majority of your opposition right now appears to be from people who believe that Amendment 3 doesn't go far enough and that it is a flawed ballot initiative. Do you see that argument?
Well, perhaps both. Unfortunately, the political reality is that we have to make some compromises in order for this to pass. There's no point in proposing a sweeping expungement law that will not pass. Amendment 3 is designed to pass, and our polling indicates that it will pass. if we did some of the things that some of the alleged legalization advocates say they want, it would not pass. So that's a simple political reality. But Amendment 3 is not the final word. And I have encouraged all those people who think it does not go far enough to work to improve it in the future, to pass it, to stop the arrests of 20,000 people every year, to begin the expungement of hundreds of thousands of Missourians who have marijuana criminal records, and continue to work to improve it. If we can persuade the voters through the Missouri legislature to expand expungement, that'd be great. If we can persuade the voters that everybody who wants one should have a license to sell marijuana, well, that would be fine with me. But in the meantime, political reality is that we need to begin with a more modest proposal.
So do you think it's now or never in Missouri then?
It is now or wait many, many years. I wouldn't say never, but the fact is the Missouri legislature is not going to legalize marijuana, and they certainly are not going to incorporate the kind of equity provisions that some people think they need to have. The reality is that if this measure does not pass, it's going to be a long time before anybody else comes up with the money to gather the signatures that are needed to put this measure on the ballot. The legislature is not going to do it for us.
So I do have to ask this, because there are still a lot of people who are against this amendment simply because it deals with legalizing marijuana. I mean, you have several law enforcement agencies as well as state politicians who are against Amendment 3, but they were also against the medical marijuana amendment back in 2018. And the argument that they used then and are still using now is that marijuana, in their opinion, is either a gateway drug or it will lead to more issues like driving impaired as well as violence. And there's also a huge concern about what kind of impact this has on children. So, you know, my overall question is this a side of the debate that, you know, you can see what their, you know, concerns are? Or do you think that, you know, what they're saying is just downright wrong?
The fact is that in Colorado and across the nation, teenage marijuana use has been dropping drastically in recent years, despite the fact that 19 states have now legalized adult use of marijuana. There is no reason at all to believe that teenage use of marijuana will increase if we stop putting adults in jail for it.
Well, those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you guarantee to broadcast everything I'm saying, I can go on forever, but I think we've covered kind of the essential points. The fact is, I mean, you're right, online it looks like there's a whole bunch of trolls who have problems with this proposal, but the reality is that independent polling, I mean independent of our campaign, polling done by a group of Missouri television stations specifically, has consistently shown, and there have now been three of these polls in the past year, including one just a couple of weeks ago, have consistently shown support at the level of 62% among likely voters. And I think that's going to it's going to be the outcome.
All right, Dan, thank you for joining me this morning. Once again, that was Dan Vietz, a lawyer and state coordinator with Missouri Normal, who supports the passing of Amendment 3 in Missouri. I'm Jeremy Warner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.